Nelly?
Hello, yes, this is she.
Hey, thank you. We had a wrong number from you, you may be heard. You still have the time to chat with us?
Yes, of course.
Magnificent. Okay, well, I already played your version of Richard and Mimi Farina's Wayfaring Marauder, or...
Old Marauder, right?
Old Marauder, thank you. So that was going to be our intro into it, so let's pretend we've just played that. Just for our listeners, we have finally managed to get in touch with Nelly Mackay. She will be performing this Friday evening, 7:30 p.m. in the Rodale Room in the Jazz Upstairs series at the Miller Symphony Hall in downtown Allentown. Nelly, welcome to WDIY. Thank you for taking time out today to join us.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
All right, and we are looking forward to hearing you on Friday evening. You play a huge amount of instruments, particularly on your latest album of covers, and I noticed, in addition to your usual keyboards, both piano and organ, you're playing what ukulele that you frequently play, marimba as well, concertina, clarinet, sax, wind chimes, various percussion instruments, and vocals, of course. What will you have with you on Friday night?
Well, don't forget the blush brush. We also created the blush brush, and I think a container of oatmeal that we shook. And, you know, some of those instruments you could put play in quotes.
Right.
I love the studio because there's always another take. Life is a different story, so I'll do my best.
Okay, but you'll be playing piano, you'll have your ukulele with you, I expect. And any other instruments?
No, I mean, I use harp on one song, harmonica, but, if you want to provide a marimba, I'm happy to play.
I don't think I have one, and I'm not sure the symphony has. Well, they may have. Hey, who knows? I can ask.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay, so Nelly, you do a whole range of things. You're, in addition to being a musician, and that includes being all the instruments we played, the vocalist, composer, arranger, band leader. In addition to all of those things, you're a writer, you're a stage and screen actor, you're a comedian, you're a feminist, you're an animal rights and political activist, all manner of different things. And I guess you've been doing quite a few other things. You've had quite a gap between your last two albums, five or six years or so?
But jack of all trades. I don't know if it adds up to much. I don't even know if any of those things qualify, but it's very nice of you to make a nice sounding list.
Well, it's pretty amazing.
If I didn't know me, I'd be very impressed.
Well, we are impressed, and I'm sure our listeners must be impressed with all the amazing stuff that you do and the quality of the musicianship while you're doing all those different things. So let's talk a little bit about your latest album. You've done stuff covering eras, going back to you did the whole album of Doris Day material. You've done edgy contemporary stuff with sort of fairly rappish type vocals. This time you've chosen to pick an eclectic mix of music from the 60s for your latest album, My Weekly Reader. Tell us a bit about how you came up with some of the choices that you included there.
You mentioned Bold Marauder. I mean, the War Machine carries on, and that's part of, following the money, looking at money in politics.
Yep.
Companies benefit from a state of pretty much perpetual war. And so, it seems like a lot of the songs from the 60s, they carry on, that maybe they're more relevant today than they even were then.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And on that vein, I played John Mayall with Nature's Disappearing, that went back to, 71 or 72. And I just played that on the program today, and that's certainly equally relevant. Sorry, go on. I didn't mean.
Oh, I was going to mention that I saw a documentary called The Hazda, and it was about a tribe in Africa. And when you watch these things, I still can't believe that in 2016 that something as important, just but it should just be important, the planet wise of protecting a people that are rather an ancient people, still behaving in the ancient ways, that they are still losing land. I mean, there's so many things that one fights for that are harder to get across to people, like consideration for animals requires more empathy from us. But that just seems, there's so many things you think, why in 2016 are we still having to fight?
Ah, you do indeed. Yes, and so that was behind a number of the selections on here. And I can imagine, the Alan Price People, Poor People Justice, and the Moby Grape track that you included, Murder in My Heart for the Judge. But then you included some catchy but relatively lightweight pop tunes in there as well. So you had a real mixture of the significant to some catchy 60s pop. And I'm thinking there, Herman's Hermits, Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter, which are a great vehicle for your ukulele, of course.
Yeah. But I think resisting the coarseness in the culture is in itself a political statement. I mean, there was an innocence as well as a caring in the 60s.
That is true. You know what, on that vein, why don't we listen to one of the shorter tracks from it that was one of those catchy pop tunes that came out of the Mersey from Jerry and the Pacemakers, and was Jerry and the Pacemakers, their whole band composition, Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. You do a really nice treatment of that, so stay on the line and we'll listen to that, and I'll be right back with you.
Thanks.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. Nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. Stop your crying when the birds sing. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying, oh no.
That's a really nice treatment, and a nice treatment, a nice arrangement, and your voice just fits it beautifully.
Well, thank you. It's hard to mic that marimba, so I have to give Jeff a lot of credit.
Yeah, and it really complements the song. It just fits in so beautifully. All right.
Thank you.
Any comments on any of the other songs on there that you did?
Oh, for goodness sake. I guess we were recording Murder in My Heart for the Judge right when I believe it was the first of the indictments that they refused to do as regards the police brutality and the murders and the Black Lives Matter movement. And so, it was really affected us in studio, and so we added a lot of dialogue over it that reflected the movement, which is, you know, I'm glad it's still going strong. I wish there wasn't such a need.
Right, right.
I wish there wasn't such militarization of the police.
And that end, adding on all the extra material, that was on top of a really fine Beta Fleck banjo solo, I believe, right? That was Beta Fleck at the end of that track, right?
Yeah, an instrument for the people, fittingly.
Yeah, magnificent. Talking of other pieces, going back to the 60s, I saw on YouTube, you had a really, really nice version of Compared to What? Any chance?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great piece, and that seemed to fit you really well. And you had a great piano solo on there. Will that be in your repertoire for Friday evening?
Oh, I hope so. You know, I don't know how long the set is, because Compared to What, you know, it's a statement that goes on for a few minutes. But I love doing it, so I would love to.
Yeah, definitely include it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Okay.
You get two sets of each about 50 minutes or so, 45 minutes and 55 minutes, something like that.
Something like that. Okay, we should be able to get that in. I mean, again, it does seem so timely because people are craving authenticity. And I've been on the road for Bernie Sanders. I've been knocking on doors, and I'm in Ohio today. And this is my sixth state, and he's got a consistency and an integrity. And people, it seems, across the country, they're calling out the insiders, which is welcome. But, some of those people are heading towards racism and xenophobia and scapegoating. And some of those people with the Bernie campaign really want to make a better and more equitable society. And I've been so moved by this campaign and by the people I've met and by the people I've met when I've knocked on their door and by Bernie himself, how authentic he is. I mean, his record is there for anybody to see. I mean, they may try to hide it, but it's there. He's always been for gay rights. He's always been for civil rights. You know, he was arrested in the early 1960s.
Yep, back in Chicago. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he's against fracking. I mean, this is a big deal in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania, it most certainly is. Where you came from. And talking of Pennsylvania, you did spend your later teenage years in the Stroudsburg area, in the Poconos, right? You were born in London, you then moved to New York, and then you ended up in Pennsylvania in your high school years?
Yeah. And it was really nice. It's nice to have a backyard, even if it's a shale pit. I love our old shale pit, as long as you don't frack it.
Was it in Pennsylvania where you got into music once you moved to the Stroudsburg area, or were you already?
Yes. Well, I mean, I had already studied music, but part of the reason we never left for all of high school was because of the strong music program. And, one of my only regrets of the of my high school years is that when you have to choose, you know, in high school what class you're going to take, and but you can't get out of math. Now, I'm all for math, but I've never used calculus, you know, and I really would have liked to take a painting class. So that's one of my only regrets, is that that arts are electives, but something like math is considered necessary through calculus. I just can't see myself ever, you know, figuring out a tip to give a waiter based on calculus.
You'd be amazed. I'll talk to you on Friday about that.
Yeah, but the music program was very strong, and I hope it continues to be.
And you benefited, I think, from some fine mentorship from what? From Bob Durow and from Phil Woods?
Yes. Phil always used to tell me, you talk too much, so I better shut up now.
Okay, Nelly. So look, I'm going to go out with I had other things to talk about with you, but I think we probably are running out of time a little bit. Anything else you'd like quickly to say? I'm going to go out playing, let me see which trick I'm going to go. I'm going to play The Country Joe piece, Not So Sweet Martha Lorraine. You have some nice funky organ on that piece, some nice swirling, soulful organ. So let's go out with that piece. But any other parting comments before we see you on Friday night?
Well, I've got to say, because it's coming to Pennsylvania, you know, please make sure you're registered. If you can register Democrat, vote for Bernie. He doesn't take the big money. He's unbought and unbossed like Shirley Chisholm. He's for the people. Check him out. And if I come knocking on your door, you know, forgive the interruption.
No
please
problem.
Don't shoot.
No yeah. problem. Okay. Hey, thank you so much. And looking forward to the concert on Friday night, 7:30 p.m. in the Miller Symphony Hall, Rodale Room. Thanks for taking time out from the important work you're doing this afternoon, Nelly.
Oh, thank you. You've made my day.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm glad we did manage to get a hold of you.
Lovely.
Okay. See you on Friday. Bye-bye.